Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show today. Here is what's coming up. Actually, just as my computer went away, but I'm going to tell you what's coming up. We've got the solar eclipse today, and there's some interesting stories out because we're going to find out if that has any effect on the bull market and as well as the effect it's going to have on company productivity today. Well, it's back. Could the Hindenburg indicators be signaling some doom and gloom in the future? Depends on who you ask. And then a rare one for Berkshire. The Sage of Omaha is actually beat out on one of his latest deals. We'll find out more about this and other financial news coming your way this hour on Straight Talk Money. Morning, everybody. Welcome to the show today on Monday. I'm Peggy Tuck. Of course, joining me, Chase Robertson. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning, Peggy.
And then a rare one joining us in studio this time is Charles Sizemore. So good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
And just to let everybody know, Charles is in Houston area this week. So if you would like some time to sit down with Charles, just go to straighttalkmoney.com and send me a message, and we'll let you know what is available. So guys, did you get your glasses and everything to run outside this afternoon? And
I wish I had. I really wish I had.
I read an article about there's a lot of fake glasses.
I know. How would you know if you had the real ones?
Yeah. So I just, you know, someone said you could go blind or it has serious...
Yeah, no, you can burn your retinas.
Yeah.
You can burn your retinas. I mean, you can permanently blind yourself.
Well, there is actually some, one of the experts out says thousands of people will probably suffer, you know, major eye damage today.
If you have a welding mask, they work. So if you happen to have a welding mask in your garage, and I can't say I do, but if you have a welding mask, they work.
I remember as a child, we used to take glass and just smoke it. And look at it that way.
I don't think that's... See, the thing is, like, even if you buy just cheap sunglasses... I used to buy cheap sunglasses because, well, I'm frugal.
Sounds like a song.
And it does. Actually, it was. It was ZZ Top. But the reason I stopped buying cheap sunglasses was if it's just colored glass, you could actually damage your eyes because your pupils open and they let more radiation in, but it's not actually blocking the bad stuff. So I actually started buying, like, decent sunglasses because, you know, I'm pretty sure Ray-Bans has done their research on this. And, you know, if your eyes are dilated because of the darkness, you need to make sure they're actually the glass is blocking the radiation. And so, the importance of this rambling is don't look at the eclipse unless you really do have appropriate eyewear. That's actually worse than looking at it with naked eye. I mean, naked eye is actually better than looking at it with bad protection.
Well, do you think it's going to have any effect on the stock market today? Because there's a lot of folks out there. I mean, I know some of the American Indian tribes are very superstitious about this kind of thing.
And I do not think it's going to have any impact. And more importantly, you know, there's not any major news and there aren't any major earnings coming out today. So I think it's just going to be a flat day in the market is my prediction. But
volume will probably be down. I wouldn't be surprised if trading volume was down.
I think intraday liquidity will be down. But in any event, U.S. stock futures, you know, seaside and Cook's into a two-session losing streak for major averages, deepening losses for the month of August. The Dow, S&P 500 have posted weekly losses for two straight weeks, while the NASDAQ has a four-week losing streak. But, you know, by percentage, it's relatively flat, so...
The market's been mostly flat. It has been, you know, slightly down roughly since, you know, early July, or I guess mid-July, but it's only slightly. I mean, if this is a correction, then I'll take this any day of the week.
Yeah, no, this is... everyone's still making money on dividends, so it's a good time, but... What did I saw? I saw something I really liked this morning. Yeah, this I really like. Goldman Sachs has received, approval for licenses to trade equities in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi government has eased restrictions last year on foreign ownership in its stock market.
Saudi market's just not that big and not that liquid, though. You know,
it's not that liquid, but you could get some really good deals on oil field service companies.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, the illiquidity is actually not a bad thing if you're a long-term investor because there's an illiquidity discount. So you're able to buy.
Sure.
Yeah, that lack of having a ready buyer means that the prices are generally lower so you can get a good deal. Just don't plan on selling anytime soon.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's exciting, though. It's linking markets that weren't previously linked. Anyways, for most of you guys know, the great Carl Icahn has left the White House Advisory Committee. Which, you know, the New York Post had put out a cover the other day that said, Survivor, can you outlast the White House? And that joke is becoming really more apparent.
Carl Icahn's reasons for leaving were a little bit different. Carl Icahn's the kind of guy that does not care what people think about him. I mean, he's independently wealthy. He just doesn't care. He's not accountable to anybody. He's in a good place in life. I mean, Carl Icahn does not have to worry about what people think about him. His reason to most of the executives that left was because at some point along the way, Trump said something that embarrassed them, and you know they were worried about their image. Carl Icahn wasn't worried about his image. He left because he had an informal role as kind of like a policy czar, and when they hired an actual policy czar, he didn't want to undermine her authority, and he kind of felt like a fifth wheel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he very politely and respectfully, I mean, I read the letter. I mean, he very politely and respectfully just kind of resigned the post. And it wasn't even an official post anyway. So it was kind of non-news news, I suppose.
Wonder when Trump's going to leave the White House.
I don't know. I mean, there's an actual active betting market on whether, you know, he actually stays out the term or if he just gets frustrated and leaves. I don't know. That's a fine question, actually.
I know there's just a lot of conflicts. Anyway, of course, in chief strategist Steve Bannon left on Friday, so some changes there.
He was asked to leave, though. He wasn't. that was one of those quit or you're fired type things.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up. I've had a tough time following. So
it's a revolving door.
It is a revolving door. Anyway, Nike was downgraded to hold from buy at Jefferies. Which also cut its price target on the stock by $15 from 75 to 60.
Nike was really a high-octane growth stock for a while now. I mean, it's done phenomenally well. And part of that was a few years ago, people thought Under Armour was going to really crimp into Nike's empire. And they didn't. You know, Nike pretty well crushed Under Armour and has continued to be the dominant. And it wasn't just Under Armour, Lululemon as well. There were all these kind of upstarts that looked like they were threatening Nike's empire, and Nike crushed them all. But what happened was the stock just got a bit ahead of itself, and what's affected them is so Foot Locker just bombed earnings, bombed earnings. But and that kind of pulled Nike down a bit with it. But the story with Foot Locker is really, I mean, there's just no surprise here. Everybody knows retail is under assault, and traditional mall retail in particular. Nobody goes to the malls like they used to. So
it's too dangerous.
Too dangerous. You might spend too much money.
No, it's just too dangerous. Too dangerous in Houston. You know, Jefferies noted that Nike will face growing margins and growing pressure, which puts its premium valuation into question. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, years ago, Nike had almost no retail stores, and now you go to they have huge, huge retail stores. They're multi-stories.
And direct-to-consumer stuff as well. You can just go to Nike.com and buy stuff. So, that's their business, and that's actually good for them. They keep more of the profit that way.
And then finally, Sempra has outbid Warren Buffett, which means they probably overpaid.
Yeah.
Especially taking on $9 billion in debt, which is quite a bit of debt service coverage. But an interesting transaction. Keep in mind, Encore's holding company is basically bankrupt, so... We'll see if that ends up in bankruptcy court in any event. Anyway, folks, stick with us. Chase Robertson, Peggy Tuck, Charles Sizemore, Straight Talk Money. We'll be right back after these important announcements.